settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Mick and Zoe Ager.
Welcome to Spirit's Work, the show that's designed to stretch your mind and broaden your understanding about life on Earth, life after death, and life in other dimensions. Each week, through our connection with our spirit friends, we discuss various topics of interest and take great pleasure in listening to those who continue to walk with us and watch over us. In the most natural way, we are able to cross the divide between our physical world and the non-physical world, when my husband Mick deep trance channels an enlightened spirit called Gregory Hay, who has access to great knowledge and wisdom. This week's show is about self-awareness, and we're going to be talking about all sorts of things today, so stay tuned. It's not a readings show. We won't be giving you readings, okay? But if you'd like to join us with a question relating to our subject that is pertinent to you, or any sort of, shall we say, spiritual questions that you might have about yourself in a general way, that would be sort of a more generic question that would affect everybody. The phone lines will be open. It's toll-free in the U.S. It's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And international callers is 001-530-876-3222, but the international call isn't toll-free.
Hi, I'm Mick Avery. As well as Spirit's Work on bbsradio.com every Monday at 7 p.m. PST, we have another radio show which is called Spirit Teaching, and you can hear that on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. PST. If you'd like to know more about us, our books, CDs, Book and Akashic Reading, please go visit our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. What we're able to do as spirit mediums is to offer you the spirit world's perspective on the nature of our existence. And when I go into deep trance, Gregory Hay, who is a spokesperson for an educational group in the spirit world called the White Cloud Group, will borrow my body for the whole duration of the show. I won't know about anything else that happens, because my spirit and my consciousness are transported to somewhere else. Please do look at our website for a better understanding of how we work, because we haven't got time to go through too much information at the beginning of every show, because it would take up way too much valuable time. So, I'm going to say goodbye for this week, as it's only going to take, I think, probably a few seconds or so for Gregory to come through. So, goodbye.
Bye, Mick. So as Mick's slowing down there, as he gets to the end of his little speech, I'll tell you about Gregory. Gregory had an Earth life 300 years ago, but has continued to learn and evolve in the spirit world. He now comes to share his wisdom with us for our benefit, luckily for us. The White Cloud Group, who he represents, were formed to bring us knowledge that will hopefully steer us toward a more peaceful and harmonious future. They are made up of all kinds of scientific minds and scholars from all walks of life, as well as ordinary people. The information we bring is without religious bias or political persuasion, and we believe in everyone's right to their own views and beliefs. And I'd just like to say that also this coming Saturday, we are on secondlife.com. So I don't know if you've not discovered Second Life yet. It's www.secondlife.com. And we will be at the Mystic Academy from 1 till 2 p.m. Pacific time. So do go along and join us. We'll be doing a live stream, so you'll be able to interact with us and ask Gregory questions again. There's going to be a live trance session. So that's June the 14th, Saturday, 1 till 2 Pacific. Okay. Do join us. That'd be lovely. I think this is the first of its kind ever, and we might be doing a lot more. So, and there's all sorts of other good things. So, do join us, and if you want to find out more about that, you can actually get in touch with us at enq@spirit-teaching.com. Our website, once again, is www.spirit-teaching.com. Okay. Okay, so I do believe Gregory is with us now.
Hello, my dear friend, with love and light.
Thank
blessings,
you, Gregory.
Blessings be upon your pathway.
Lovely, thank you. Okay, so, well, today we thought we'd carry on talking of self-awareness. I mean, gosh, that covers just about so many different things, doesn't it? I was thinking about particularly how there's certain things that we're not actually taught to be spiritual beings in school, are we? This is something that I think sparked my interest in particular. And I actually made a list of different things that I think that we've been talking about over the years on different ways of, shall we say, that we need to actually tap into different energies and senses within us that we need to tap into. And I just thought it might be good, obviously you've got your own ideas of what you want to talk about, but it might be good to talk about the different areas of these that you might want to enlighten us on and explain how your thoughts or how the spirit world's thoughts on this. Yes. So I've basically got a list of things, and I just thought maybe if I could actually just come out with something, okay, and you have no idea what I'm going to say, do you?
Nothing whatsoever.
That you could talk about it for us.
Of course.
All right?
Absolutely so. I think that would be delightful.
Okay. Okay, and basically these are things, and I've got 12 things here. Obviously, we're not going to cover them all today, that I think that I would like you to talk about, and I think that people
very
would
well.
Get, okay?
Yes.
Especially if they've got children. Okay.
Yes.
Right. Looking for the good in yourself. Looking for the good in yourself and in everything and everyone around you.
Most difficult, I think, for many human beings to do, particularly if you are looking at and judging what you should do or what you should say about anything to do with your life or behavior, very, very often around what other people do. I'm not saying that everyone is a willing host to this kind of energy, but it seems to us that for many people, they are locked within the energy of the symptom of depression. So quite simply, because people talk up a storm, there becomes a storm. It's quite simple. If people think that there is going to be a great deal of negative energy surrounding perhaps someone else's decision about whether they're going to go to war or not today, or whether or not they're going to go and decide to buy up vast amounts of oil in order to make a vast profit upon their whole realization. So what you are dealing with here are the rationales of fear that most people have within themselves. The reason why people have fear, to begin with, actually stems from the issues of ancient energy, if you like, of how human beings fought against the darkness. If you think for a moment about the physical energy that people have to do with, in the ancient times, when they had to protect themselves, one another, just purely as a means of survival. When you are in times of extreme negativity, such as you have at this present, many people actually succumb to those energies of negativity and fail to see, with good reasoning, how they may overcome specific problems. Absolutely, we are talking here about situations to do with materialism. Yes, I know that. But also you have to look at this in a completely holistic way as well, to do with situations situations of the energy that you just release around you. So if people around you are feeling extremely negative, you are going to feel negative as a response to it. It's extremely difficult for you to rise above that energy, quite simply because you are looking at the focus of that energy, of what it actually does, and you find yourself not repelling the negative energy, but actually finding that you are beginning to agree with certain issues of it. And especially, of course, if you are worried about your own welfare and that of your family, of course, I understand that. Many people will think, if their back is to the wall, that they will fight as hard as they can to survive. It's part of the whole situation of energy which surrounds your unique survival of having to overcome adversarial obstacles which happen to appear at that time. The whole reason then of how you try to defend yourself in this energy then tends to be with a similar negative fear-based direction. Mm. So what you are then faced with is, in a sense, fending like with like, trying to bring about an end of negative attack with further negative attack. It's exactly the same adage, is it not, that one country will go to war, perhaps, like with the situation with Iraq. You have many people who talked up a situation which actually didn't exist. And quite simply, what you had then was a whole raft of people even walking in with their lives into a situation which actually didn't exist, giving their lives for a situation which was actually a myth. So what you have here are the energies of difficulty which arise partly because of the fact of the whole sheer audacity of it, that people have actually given their lives for nothing. And what people have in the sense of when they are in the energy of, shall we say, a difficulty in materialism value and the state of your actual physical life, even if you can just simply put food upon the table, what you are dealing with then is the energy of fear-based value of your own protection. And what you have to try to do is to circle the wagons, I believe, is a little phrase that you would use. And you would then find yourselves actually defending yourselves against all whatever other people think or whatever other people find offensive. You then also tend to use your own energy to find comparisons and companionship within other people's thoughts. This is actually a situation which can be very good for people if you only use it with a positive energy. You have to understand that negative energies can actually feed into positive ones, and that what you have to do is to work together, not you being your own separate little island, fighting your own little corner, but actually joining with other people so that you become stronger. And a vocal group becomes stronger, quite simply, shall we say, in the value of, in the value of just simply how you deal with the rubbish of your life. So all the things that you throw away, you just throw them away, you put them out into the garbage, and somebody else comes along and picks them up and puts them in a big hole in the ground. Trouble is that by doing that and constantly doing that, you are actually polluting your environment. So when people find out that, in fact, your water is infected with chemicals and situations, in fact, of your own doing because you created it in the first place, because by throwing away all of the rubbish, you have in fact polluted the aquifers and water table. So what you have to do is to come together. But wait a minute, you cannot come together in this because all you're doing is buying the packaging that's being made by manufacturers on your side of life. So how do you develop this? Surely, is it not for you to just cry foul and say that you have to stop this? Or is it that you are actually going to get together with other people to do something about it? You see, when you are looking at your own physical energy, you have to remove yourself from thinking that you're just purely an island and that you are a lone voice. You are not a lone voice. You are an island, yes. But as an island, you can link together of a large archipelago of many millions of islands. And all of these millions of islands come together like starfish upon a shoreline. Doesn't mean to say that it's going to force the tide to come in, but one day the tide will come in. And if you all link together in this way, you become stronger. And if you all link together in this way, you become richer for the tapestry of the lives that you joined with.
Okay. So looking for the good in everybody around you is something that we need to focus on.
Yes.
Rather than whipping everybody up into a frenzy.
But also at the same time, I'm saying that you can take that negative energy and turn it on its head, flip it onto its head, and turn it into something positive, and say, so that you look upon the fear that you can see in your neighbor's eyes when they are actually having their backs upon the wall, and rather than each family being individual and not actually communicating with anyone else, but are staying rigidly simplified and struggling to try to cope for themselves, what you actually have to do is take a step and reach out to others. Because what you do by reaching out to others, you help to reassure them that they are actually not alone facing this, but also that you can help one another because together you are a stronger voice. You see, the problem is that for many countries, the peoples who live within them are isolated. They're isolated by their own individualism, but at the same time, they are also isolated by their own lack of response to one another. So if you do not actually talk to your neighbor or even the person who lives down the street from you, you are in fact isolating yourself and making yourself a weaker being by doing that. I'm not saying that you invite all and sundry into your home, but what you do is you have to understand that by working together, people can move mountains.
Well, absolutely. But you were saying about, you know, how we were whipped up into a frenzy about the Iraq war, for example, and gosh,
yes,
many other things over the centuries. But
yes.
So that's just a prime example of how it can also be the opposite. We can also turn that around and basically have the same happen with actually people looking for the good in everything and everyone around us.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. So, yes. I'm not saying for one moment that either way is particularly a positive match, because quite simply, you may, in quite simply looking for the good in everyone, be bitterly disappointed.
Well,
and most probably you will be.
Well, absolutely. But you see, if you're putting out that energy and instilling that energy into the masses, rather than the opposite, you know, then obviously that has got to have such a bearing on the planet, ultimately, hasn't it? Because what is that doing, as opposed to the first, the negative aspect? What is that doing to the people, chemically and physically, you know, spiritually,
yes,
when you're
course.
Listening to that being instilled and There's this camaraderie, this, and I don't mean in a religious sense or anything like that.
No, absolutely
or the flag waving or any of that. I mean just as people, as beings, as brothers.
Yes, because even flag waving is actually very divisive. Because what about all the people who don't have a flag? It's quite simple that if you are doing flag waving, you are coming together. Yes, I understand that. But also, the other energy upon that is that you are also alienating a great many people as well. And you are not only alienating those other people who don't have a flag in your country, but you are also alienating all of the other people of all of the other countries because they feel disempowered by your own togetherness. Because they're not together, because they're not being talked to, because they are being left out. So if you have a country which is isolationist, as many often are, purely because of their fear of themselves and of one another, they are actually then taught not to reach out to others in the hands of friendship, in the hands of love, in the feeling and honor of the heart, are not brought about in this way, but simply are told and taught to only be insular and look inward. I am saying to you that what you have to do is when you come to negative energy, that you turn it to something positive. And you can simply do that by using the negative force of its own volition and use it to turn it into a positive. By doing that, you actually use the negative enforcement that's already rushing along behind it, that it suddenly finds itself doing something good. And that's exactly why it is that as a people, as a part of the planet energy, what you have to do is to force large companies, conglomerates, whoever they are, force them to actually change their methods. Force them, because by doing that, by flipping their energy from a negative into a positive, they don't actually realize that they're doing it. So, for example, if you have a packaging company that suddenly understands that if people start actually complaining about their packaging and saying that they are unable to recycle it because it's unfriendly, because it will stay in the ground for thousands of years and never be broken down, you are quite rightly suggesting to them that this is disadvantageous to the planet and harmful to their welfare, and that what they need to do if they want to sell more of their product is to, in fact, package it in something which is environmentally friendly. In that way, you are using the positive against their negative, because their negative is something that's simple for them to do. They don't have to give it any energy because it's already made. It's already, what you're doing is you're curtailing their behavior and turning it into something positive. What you are doing by using your motor vehicle and powering it by using water instead of oil or an oil derivative is simply you are turning the energy of negativity, which has constantly risen in your planet, into something positive by simply switching it into something which is perfectly harmless.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, so that just goes to show in you saying that even made me feel that, well, we have got the power.
Blimey. Absolutely.
They haven't got the power.
No.
Have they?
No, exactly not. And what you have to do is you just turn the energy onto itself. And so when you are greeted with something negative, use that negative force that they have actually brought to you and send it on its way in a positive focus. By doing that, by giving it a different answer, you will actually find that you overcome mountainous obstacles.
And an instant gratification and an instant change in your energy from what you felt, which impelled you to do that and feel that, once
yes.
You've done it.
Absolutely.
and all the connotations of that for you, not for the rest of the day at least.
Yes. So, my dear friends, don't think that simply by placing a pen upon a piece of paper and writing to one of these companies that produce all this rubbish,
Or whatever it is,
that you feel alienates you from your environment.
Mm.
All you simply do is you write a letter, be it on a piece of paper or a virtual one, and you send that to who is creating the problem. And you send it to them and say, well, I am not going to buy this product of yours anymore until you change the packaging, or until you change your behavior, or until you do something that I want you to do that's beautiful for the environment, not harmful for it. If you are a person who runs a website, then perhaps what you should do is have a page which is totally for the advertisement of companies who create harm to the planet. Think about that for a moment. It wouldn't actually take you that long to do, to begin a page of companies which are the most harmful to the planet, and citing the reasons why they are. And you will begin to see a vast alteration in the energy that they create. Because what they're actually doing is they're trying to use their own energy, you see, which is governed by a certain amount of focus, because what they're focusing on is the benefits of their product. They are not focusing upon the deficit of their packaging that their product comes in. So what you can actually do by advertising their company as being a negative for the planet is actually making them look as much greater in negativity than they actually are. And in fact, you are bringing a truism to your side of life. It's how your society works. So use it. Use it in a way which will lever that company into changing their behavior. So say, if you find a particular oil company which is massively pollutant, then put that at the head of your page and say, so that you're actually advertising it, so that more and more people get to see that message.
Okay. Talking about...
I'm not really being antagonistic here, and I'm certainly not being political, but what I'm saying to you is every single individual person who has electricity, who has a method of this communication of the virtual world, can actually create a dynamism which enables you to have a much more powerful voice than you think that you have.
Yes, as just an ordinary person, not as anybody that's particularly radical.
No,
as a caring being who is in fear of what is happening to the planet. Yeah, absolutely. And basically, we're talking about, how this affects you as a being, because obviously if we are reactions to the feelings and thoughts of everyone around us and everything that is going on in the world, then we have a right to try and have some form of control in that to help us.
Absolutely so. Now, control of energy, that's positive, is something which actually releases certain pheromonic activity and chemical activity in your physical state, so that when you actually find yourself and think for yourself that you are creating some good, whether it's writing a letter, as I say, to some company or whatever, then you actually feel that you've accomplished something. Don't think, along with that energy that you've just given, that you are then thinking negative, oh, well, they'll never respond to me, they'll never actually look at this in a or do anything about my letter. Don't have that attitude with you, because if you do, you are actually changing the chemical balance within yourself to be orientated to something which is negative, which is exactly what they want you to do. because that's why they're perpetuating the energy, and that's why they're continually to do it. So when you actually see a negative, you need to flip it onto its head and turn it into something which is positive and see a positive reaction come from that, not just within yourself, but understand that there is a way of changing the energy which comes to you that can then be manifested in a positive way. This then becomes empowering to you once you do it once, and this can be within the smallest situation, in the smallest situation, so that when you are living in a large city environment, shall we say then, and that you have a problem with certain individuals who live in your area. How are you going to deal with this problem if you are always cowering in fear, if you do not use their negative energy against them in a positive way, so that they actually feel something of their own negativity themselves, not to feed from it, but actually to become embarrassed by it?
Got any examples there, Gregory, for us that you can think of?
Well, this is really to do with how people's behavior then restructures your own life. So people tend to be negative if they are flooded with news reports or something like that of negative situations that happen around them. They all gravitate toward that negative energy, quite simply because, as I say, once again, they're people coming together in fear, and they're people coming together using the same aphrodisiac, if you like, of negativity, as though they would, if they could remember how to do it with a positive energy. So actually what you are dealing with is not one specific problem, but the whole catalogue of how people assimilate fear with their own negative energies within them. And it enables those negative energies to rise. So they actually begin talking about it. And so it may be just simply that you are witnessing an automobile accident or something like that. Mm. And you see the mangled wreckage of it and blood and all of that. And people trying to pull other people out of the wreckage. But actually what you see is not the drama or the trauma of that, but what you can do is understand that there are people who are wanting to help those victims and that are wanting to give them a positive light forward or a positive way forward. I understand it may well be very difficult if there isn't a positive way forward, if they're, all those who were involved within the situation were passed purely by it. I can understand that that would bring about a negative situation, but you also have to understand that the positive lessons that have to come from that are due to the fact of that negative behavior and how you must use it as a learning lesson for yourself. That is how people move on in their life and how they try to gain experience, so avoiding such necessities for themselves to go through that kind of negative state. When you are looking at environments of negative behavior, this becomes all too obvious, particularly, of course, with behaviors of certain sections of people and such things as knife crime and that kind of thing. You are actually observing these negative energies which then come into play, which then actually begin to make you feel difficult even about yourself, walking outside of your front door and what you are going to face outside in the world in which you live. Quite simply then, people are driven by that negative state. What you have to do is to turn it into a physical, positive reality.
Okay, well, you actually just mentioned then about when you were talking about the inner city environment and about negative aphrodisiac.
Yes.
Now, that's quite an interesting concept, isn't it, really?
But it is. It's a negative aphrodisiac. It's that people, human beings, actually dwell upon negative issues, and oftentimes it can be that those negative issues raise and change your chemical interaction as a physical being. Don't forget, friends, that chemical interaction can be brought about by by negative states as well as positive ones. And these can introduce their own pheromonic activity, their own states of chemical balance that changes with you feeling either a part of this situation or of you feeling negative towards it. Yes.
Hello, caller. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, friend.
Hi, who's speaking?
My name is Heather.
Heather, would you like to join us in this conversation?
Yes, I would. Thank you.
Lovely. Okay.
What would you like to say, friend?
Oh, anything you have to tell me, I'm really happy with.
Oh, okay. It's not a reading program.
Okay.
We're actually discussing a topic here. So, basically about how negativity and positivity can affect us. So, I don't know, have you got a question about how, you know, maybe something to do with that, along the lines of that sort of thing? I mean, it can be about you, but generic, really.
Well, I don't really have a specific question, but if there's anything you'd like to tell me, I'm happy to hear it. If not, I'll just listen to your show.
Okay. Well, so basically we'll be just talking about this. So I mean, it's not really a personal reading situation here.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Yes. So, what was I saying then?
So we were talking about energy.
Yeah.
So negative energy, as I say, it's an aphrodisiac. It
okay.
can actually make people move into a stupor. So that what you actually have are the situations of energy that you feed from and that you think and feel in terms of, that you become locked within a negative energy, but that what you actually find is comfort within that. And what people can also often find is that they actually become quite, I suppose, feeling at one with or a signature of the collective energy of negativity toward that person actually makes people feel a part of the whole.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
That's why it becomes an aphrodisiac, quite simply, because people lose their own minds within it. And it signifies then that they actually feel empathic with many others who are also feeling negative about that situation. So, and they actually commiserate with one another.
Okay, yes. Well, yes. I think, and what happens then, isn't it, is, and this is goes with looking for the good in yourself and in everything and everyone around you, which is the initial question.
Yes, absolutely.
Is the fact that they actually forget how to do that then.
Yes.
Because they wake up and this is the feeling that they are used to.
Yes, and particularly, of course, if they're actually waking up, reflecting upon what happened yesterday, which, if it was a negative circus that they were involved in, then it will actually be something which perpetuates that negativity into the following day, which is actually why it is that so many situations of inner city areas or whatever, I know that many, many people are not living in those kinds of environments, but for those people who are, it's extremely difficult for them to actually see beyond that and to actually turn it into a positive, that it becomes a positive nativity.
Mm.
That actually what you're creating here is a negative cycle of spiral, spiraled energy, which then seems to have no depth that it cannot cover, and that you simply sink into newer heights of depravity or newer heights of feeling left out or feeling abused or whatever it is, you see?
Absolutely. So basically, we know people that live in the beautiful countryside that actually feel this way as well. So,
absolutely
so. But it's even more difficult for people to change their lives when they are in inner city situations, obviously.
Yes, at least if you are living in a country, in the countryside situation, more rural, then you are at least enabled to perhaps blend with the earth energy, or perhaps see more beautiful things about your environment. So that is something which is at least relieving, and that you can turn that energy around.
Absolutely, because and you're not buffeting against other people's energy coming from you.
No, exactly. I'm well aware that it might be that you're in living in a rural environment where perhaps you've simply run out of money or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Or food, and then what do you do? So it's a different situation. However, of course, if you've run out of food, well, you can always perhaps go and pick wild food.
Well, yeah, I guess that, like you say, trying to turn the situation, bad situations, into good situations, really, isn't it?
Yes.
And yeah, but like I say, you haven't got the gangs on your doorstep and that sort of thing. The fear of walking outside the house or going to the local shop just in case you get mugged or whatever.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
It's just
different, isn't it?
Yes, of course. And, of course, the situation with that environment is that it's only perpetuated because it's allowed to perpetuate.
Yes. Okay, yeah, absolutely.
So if you have a situation where the people of that community communicate, then you will actually lessen the problem simply by bringing together different groups of people who then have a stronger voice.
Yes. So what happens to you when you do look for the good in yourself and for the good in everything and everyone around you?
Well, I'm not suggesting here that you purely only do that, because that would be foolish and not living in the real world.
But it would be something, you know, for instance, I'm thinking of things like when you meet people and, like I say, the common denominator of the conversation seems to be negativity. You can always string a conversation on moaning about something or whatever.
Yes,
you
quite
know.
So.
And it's like, so, you know, this is what I'm thinking. The mindset and the pheromonic situation within us as chemical beings and energies, when you try to behave in the opposite way, looking for the good in everything. I'm not saying, you know, you're going to go off in la-la land. I'm not saying you're off with the fairies and it's that unreasonable.
Yes.
That it's just ridiculous.
Yes.
But this has got to be something that people have to practice, surely. Don't you think that they have to, first and foremost, try and think that way?
Oh, absolutely so. And as I say, if you are actually using this as a positive energy, which you really need to do, then you need to understand that there are obstacles that you can overcome. There are situations that you can overcome purely and simply by changing the energy of the way that you look at them. So that if you actually have a list, then, of the pluses and the minuses about your own behavior, you can actually change these behaviors around if you write it in the form of a list, and that you understand that there are different ways that you can change that behavior. You can completely change your way of life in exactly the same way that you reflect upon other issues to do with how your life is coming at you at this time. If it's coming at you extremely negative, if you are wilting at the pressure of negativity, that much of it is actually suggested inference upon you. It's not actually hit you yet. It hasn't actually hit you yet that you have lost your house because of a repossession or whatever. It may be quite simply that you are still in work, but that you are actually becoming more fearful about how you're going to continue. But why are you worrying about how you're going to continue when you are still perfectly all right? If you then encourage that negative energy to come to you, instead of looking for a positive aspect, a spin, I suppose you could say, to do with your life, is not something which is just empty. It's something that you have to flesh out and that you have to put substantial energy into in order to change its course.
Yes, okay. So you, so basically when you look at things in a positive way like that that we've been talking about, you appeal to your own better nature, don't you?
Yes, and even if you change it just a bit, even if you change that energy in just a little way, you are placing some of your energy into it, and you will have altered its course of history. So what you have to understand is that even that one simple letter is actually going to add up, because there are going to be a whole host of all of your friends who are also going to do the same thing. Remember, think in terms of how many people do you actually know? How many people are just acquaintances, but that whom you can obviously use the power of your communication to communicate with? Then by using that power of communication, I know it's your judgment and your decision, but if you are dealing with a reality issue that is obvious, then you can actually empower others to do the same thing, or not to dissuade them from their decision or to force them into something. But obviously, if it's a decision of right thinking and a decision of positivity and moving forward, so you're not just sitting there thinking about woe is me and the planet, but what you're actually doing is writing something about it and doing something about it, you will actually have an energy issue that you put into something which you can turn into a positive. It's exactly the same as you deal with anything. If you have an energy of extreme violence and you face it off with love and you say, very well, I'm not going to walk up to you and try to take the knife off you, but what I am going to say to you is that if you continue to do this, then quite simply, I am not going to sit back and just watch you doing it. I'm going to do something about it. It may not be directly to you, but it will be directly about you and your behavior. If people do not do that, then you will continue to suffer the same violence or the same negativity. If you turn it on its head and you actively look for a way that you can turn it into a positive, either by however means. If it's a situation of violence, then you report it. Then you use your communication to deal with the problem, to deal with the issue. You do something.
Yes, absolutely. I know just, and I'm sure people can relate to this, how good it feels even when you just sign a petition, maybe, you know, these email... when you put your signature to something that you feel so passionate about, you know, somebody's gone to the trouble to actually start that off and do it, you know, but, and we get all excited, oh, yeah, great, you know, oh, gosh, I feel so much better now I've signed that, you know. But you can do that. You can do that yourself. But do you know what I mean? We wait for other people to do it, don't we?
Yes, absolutely so, and exactly quite right. Yes, you can have even if it's just a local issue to do with yourselves, you can, I'm not suggesting that just purely by getting petitions, that it's going to change the behavior of the planet. But most certainly, by changing the way in which you think and you communicate with one another, will change the way the energy of your planet and the way that you think and feel about yourself. It's the same way of the energy of saying, well, I am going to do something positive today, not necessarily because it's going to be something which is going to impact in my life right now, but if I do something positive today for someone else, I am putting out my positive energy. I am paying for something that I want to have in a positive way, in a forward way for society. You are paying your energy forward into the future. So that quite simply, by empowering that energy and by using that positive force and focus for your life, you're actually creating a different energy to do with your life and how you think, feel, and respond. Therefore, it means to say that you will feel empowered by what you create.
Well, we've only got a couple of minutes left. But so, would you say that it's... what would you say if I said that that you should try to see the good in everything, every day, in every situation? Try to see the good in bad situations that happen to you, things that happen every day.
Yes, bad things only happen to you quite simply because someone else has made an error in judgment. So if you see, observe something which is extremely negative, as I say, it may be an automobile accident, it may be someone who has met their passing or whatever in a very detrimental way to others. Maybe it is to do with child welfare behavior or something like that. Learn the lesson from that behavior. That is a way of using it as a powerful, positive tool. That's not to say that they passed in order to teach you that behavior. That is the wrong energy to place upon it.
No.
The energy you have to place upon it is that if you look at it in a way that it affects your life positively, that means it's changing your course of action or your course of then ensuing history that you leave behind the wake of your life, then they will not have passed in that way for nothing. And it will not have been recognized in vain, but it will have been recognized for the positive force that it releases in you and the way that you then orient your behavior into something which is positive for your life. So long as you then use it as a way forward, their passing will not have been wasted. Try to remember that.
I think you might have to talk about that a little bit more in another time.
Yes, of course. Actually. I will be delighted.
Okay, well, that's been wonderful. And thank you very much, Gregory.
With blessings, love, and light be upon your pathway, dear friend. May it always shine for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And we hope you've enjoyed the show. I'd just like to mention our website again, and that is www.spirit-teaching.com, where you can find out lots of information about us and our books. You can also purchase an occasional reading and do log on and have a look and see what that's about. It's quite an amazing experience, and you get a deep trance reading with Gregory in that way. As well as Spirit's work on BBS Radio on Mondays, we also have got Spirit Teaching on ArtistFirst.com on Tuesdays, and as I say, Second Life on Saturday. Do look at our website for more details. My name is Sylvie Avery, and you've been listening to Spirit's Work. And until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced